From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. Very interesting show. You hear the squeaky chair. I haven't fixed that yet. I am in the new recording studio at the offices of newsstreams.com. Those of you who aren't following what's going on closely, you can go to newsstreams, newstreamz.com, and check out what is essentially my latest venture. Yeah, interesting. This show is going to be totally out of the ordinary in that I just wanted to test out the studio here. Still need to do some soundproofing. I really don't have it set up for audio yet. We are starting to set it up for video because we're doing some we're doing what's called a NewsStreams video update using this room. We're also going to do a Lone Star Gridiron video show. We're going to do a whole bunch of new media stuff here so I can kind of live up to that name I've been tossing around in my taglines, New Media Titan. Anyway, speaking of new media, I'm playing around with my new BlackBerry, the BlackBerry Curve 8330, I believe it is. Pretty cool little device. I still haven't figured out how to send email on it. I don't know yet. And let me put this out to you. Maybe you can help me out. I want to be able to send and check my Gmail using BlackBerry. I do not use Outlook. I don't want to use Outlook. I gave Outlook up a long time ago. I really don't want to go back to it. So you tell me, is there a way for me to make this work with my Gmail accounts? I don't know. I haven't gone to BlackBerry. I haven't set up the email that I guess is built in. I don't know if it's built in. I know some people have BlackBerry servers. I just don't understand BlackBerry that well. So give me some feedback. Help me out. And while I'm asking for help on my new toy, let me continue. I was at the movie theater seeing The Incredible Hulk, and I have to say it is incredible. More on that later. But I was going to mute my BlackBerry and had no clue how. Now, I know there's a button on the top that is like a speaker / mute. It looks like a mute button, but there's nothing that registers on the screen that tells you, yes, it is muted, like the typical, what is, you know, the little circle with the line through it. That doesn't come over the speaker icon, and that's what I'm assuming how you do it. Of course, I go into the help that's built into the thing, and I look up, how do I mute? And get this, wonderful writing. It blows me away. The BlackBerry tells me, hit the mute button. Yeah, you're killing me. Makes no sense at all. How do you mute? Hit the mute button. In fact, I was wanting to see how to put the thing on speakerphone also to use it as a speakerphone device, but went to look that up. Same answer. Hit the speakerphone button. I don't see a speakerphone button. Now, I do see something above the dollar sign, but every time I try to get to it by using the Alt key and then that icon, it asks me if I want to do a dollar sign. So, I don't know. Something's going wrong. I need a little edumacation if you can. I'd really appreciate it. I'm going to take a quick break, play out a song, and then when I come back, I'll talk to you about The Incredible Hulk. Hear it on the radio one more time. Say it on the video, don't rewind. Give me something sacred for my mind to help me in the meantime. Hear it on the radio one more time. Say it on the video, don't rewind. Give me something sacred for my mind to help me in the meantime. All right, I have no idea which song just played there because I just left a gap and figured I'd figure that out later. So yeah, by now you've heard what I consider a really cool song. Thank you for listening to that. Yeah, The Incredible Hulk. Blake and I went to that today, and you know, there's parts about it that just blew me away. The fight scene. And there is some spoiler here if you haven't seen it. Not really spoilers, but just, I don't know. I'll try to be nice about it. The fight scene on the college campus, that doesn't spoil anything, was probably the best because it was bright daylight. And, you know, he looked amazing. I hate to keep using incredible, but the Hulk looked amazing. It was so good. The CGI was amazing, impressive stuff. And you know, the reason that the Hulk works as a character is because Marvel has done this throughout their pantheon of superheroes. They make something about their superheroes a flaw. But they make them very human, and it's a very human feeling to know that you can be pushed to a point where you blow up or Hulk out. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I've always loved the Hulk. Way back in the day, he was the first comic book character I really loved. The Hulk, then Iron Man. I've never been a huge Spider-Man fan, but I do love the movies, don't get me wrong. But it is so cool that the, you know, two of my favorites are now the most recent two movies. And again, I won't ruin it, but there is something very cool at the end. Just some crossover tie-in cameo stuff. Good stuff. Anyway, long story short, The Hulk rocks. It was a very good movie. I love the fact that they used real characters from the comic book history. They didn't make three-headed dogs and weird things up like they did in the first one. But they totally screwed up the origin. Why did they redo it? Well, the reason they redid it is because it was based on the television show Hulk, not on the comic book Hulk. And if you'll remember, when the television show one came out, the one with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno, that was my only gripe with that show then, was they totally, other than changing his name to from Bruce Banner to David Banner, the other thing that bugged me about it was they totally changed the origin. So, I don't know. It's a nice mix. It's like if we could take the origin from the first Hulk movie and then take everything else from that point on from the second Hulk movie, we would have the perfect Hulk movie. And it would be, yes, incredible. All right, one more song, and I'll see you on the other side.
Change the way I feel about you now. New York is cold as ever. Still I go out every night, hide myself among the lights, bathing all the pretty things city brings. Bodies glisten and they shine like the stars we're born to die, like these roses we all fade. I'm counting the cars on the freeway below, lost in the music, all the foolishness of out from your eyes, me conscious on the bed. There's no one innocent here. In the mirror, you'll find faith. Plastic flowers never fade. we all turn to gray. I'm counting the cars on the freeway below, lost in the music, all the foolishness of out from your eyes. Pick yourself up off the bed. There's no one innocent here. Bodies glisten and they shine like the stars. We're born to die. Like these roses, we all fade. Counting the cars on the freeway below, lost in the music, all the foolishness of our lives, spinning out of control, lost in the music.
Okay, I want to thank Blake, Scooter, whatever you call him, however you know him. I want to thank him for doing what he does in the editing booth. He has come here, moved to San Marcos to work for News Streams, Big Dog Productions, the whole compilation, and he has really, really stepped up and done some really cool stuff, and I think there's a lot of opportunity here for him, for us, because of his skills. I think it's just a great fit, and digging it. Thanks, Scoot. All right, well, that's about all the time I have. I do want to thank you for your patience in waiting for these shows. Now that the studio's set up in one spot, and, it's a spot I go to every day, and I've got somebody dependable editing for me, I should be able to do these more frequently. So, again, I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank my dog, Lou, sitting beside me. And, hey, please, please, please help me with the BlackBerry learning curve, because I do dig the device. In fact, it has TV on it. I have the $99 everything plan, so, I can sit here and watch TV. It's very cool. Of course, I was saying goodbye, wasn't I? So let me do that. Thanks a lot for joining me. Until next time, this is Chris Daly reminding you to keep it real.